Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to the show. It's another season of Love & Hip Hop ATL, and I'm so excited because we have a two-hour season special, and we got so much to talk about, from Spice and everything that she has going on. Stevie has a new wife, and Scrap is back from prison. Can you believe that? Yes, it's so much going on, you guys. You got to keep it locked right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You guys, it's time to get crazy, because this episode right here was 2-in-1, and it was a lot. It was so much.
Yes.
But you guys, we have a fully loaded news and gossip section. We have some trending tweets and a game against that bar. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. And I have the wonderful one and only who has the tea on everybody, Lanisha, here with me. What's up, girl?
Girl, I'm excited. I can't wait to spill this tea.
Oh, yes. We got a lot for you. I mean, a lot. You guys, stay tuned to the end because this show is jam-packed. And I love playing against that bar. And I got some special songs. I know Lanisha's going to get them right.
I can't stand her.
All right, so let's get into overall, because this is a two-hour special, so it's like 2-in-1. What were your overall thoughts? Just let's say for the first part, because it was a lot to digest.
Okay, that's what I was about to say. It was a lot. A lot of statements are being made, and it's interesting seeing a lot of change of characters. I'll say that.
People are changing they're wearing out their welcome. You know how you show your good side for the first time, and mm-hmm. then later on down the line, your real you come out. I think that's what's happening. But my overall thoughts are, I think you should just embrace your body the way that you are. I mean, if you choose to get surgery or color your skin, however you want to do all of that, tan, whatever, you know, it's up to you, but just love the skin you're in. Love yourself. Don't do things to please other people, because you'll still be empty on the inside. And I feel like, you know, that's a topic of discussion that's going to be very prevalent this season. The things that's going on right now.
Most definitely. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So let's get right into your fave showing up. He's back. Stevie J is all the way in Las Vegas attending the Soul Train Music Awards. You know, he's still out here in these music streets.
Only for one reason, though.
I don't know. He's the VIP guest. I don't know if he was a guest of his new boo or what, but he was there.
Yeah, I mean, Stevie, he always looking fresh, looking like a pimp daddy. But
oh, my God.
It looks like he's changing some ways a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, now he's definitely one that is changing. He's a new man. He's married. He's happy to announce it to the world. He's been best friends with this person. And I think that is always a great foundation for marriage.
Yes.
And it seems like she's mellowing him out. I don't know if it's the age. You know, at some point, as an older man, you ready to settle down, or you just gonna keep going like you Hugh Hefner, you know, till he 80. I don't know. Stevie finally settled down.
They did it right. They started off being friends, which is how y'all all should do it, okay? Because everyone's so quick to get into these relationships, and you know Stevie and his past relationships, that's why it didn't work, boo. He wanted the booty, that's it.
But this is the thing. It's hard for me to take him seriously as the good guy, as he calls it. And you're dating your artist / friend who passed away's ex, and you married her. Now, he's not here anymore, so how do we feel about, like, that
I think scenario? It's okay. You know, I feel like when someone passes, as long as you... It's been a while. Come on, Biggie.
Yes, it's been a while.
It's been a while. So I feel like now Faith is single. and she found a good guy in Stevie. So I guess she found it. I haven't seen it, but she found it.
Well, when you're friends with someone, you can see a different side to them. Like, you get more of the truth and you get more of the, you know, understanding, I feel like. So even if he had the little creep squad stuff inside of him, she knows how to handle that. And she knows, and he knows, like, he doesn't want to do anything to hurt Faith because they're friends.
Right.
However, I just feel like, you're right. I guess it has been a while, but it just seems to be a current trend that your replacement is closer than you think. Because, I mean, Stevie, Jay, and Faith and Biggie hanging out in the studio, were they ever, like, giving each other googly eyes? Did they ever go in the bathroom? Like, we don't know if this is, like,
well, they both called each other, like, oh, I thought of him as a brother, or I used to think of her as a sister. But you never know. It could have been like that. And then over the years, it may have developed into something more.
So that's what I'm concerned with about relationships. Because it's like, what am I to do if my man is in the, you know, in the group and somebody's checking my man out? Like, I'm not having that.
But what if they not? And then you just, well, it's another situation.
I'm saying, look at J-Lo and A-Rod. They were in a picture together, or Jose Canseco or somebody, you know, that story.
Yeah.
So that happened. They took a picture with somebody and then they ended up dating. Then Kanye West, he's in a picture with Kim Kardashian and his old fiance. So it's like these people are lurking in the shadows, ready to take your man, girl. I don't know. Especially with Stevie, but he said he changed his life.
I mean,
do we believe him?
I'll save that for you later.
He looks like he's calming down. He looks happy. Another person we want to see happy is Spice, because she's been taking over this episode, it seems like, with everything that she has going on. It's just a lot from her just trying to boost her career and making a team of people that could help, and for her to hear from someone the constructive criticism that, oh, you need to make some changes, and you automatically assume that the change means your skin color. That was disturbing to me, because it's like, he never said that, and I don't even think he insinuated it. And it was almost like the same storyline as our fave, Amara La Negra.
That's exactly what I was thinking about when I saw this. I was just like, oh, you got to change your look. But, and even though it wasn't about skin, I was thinking when he was saying it, because he was talking about her being Jamaican and changing that type of look. So I'm like, so are you telling her to change her culture? So no. What are you saying by changing your look? What do you mean by that?
I think just the overall look, she looks, I don't want to say something mean, but she looks cheap and tacky. Like, she just needs to glam it up. You know how Amara looks? That's what you need to do. Get some diamonds, some rhinestones. Your cat suits be looking real majorette-ish. Like, I need you to...
But she has her own looks. Like, I've seen some of her concert stuff. She did a Wakanda theme. She done, like, she's changed it up so many times. And it's always had a meaning,
but it's cheesy.
Behind it.
That's what I'm saying. We need you to be a little sleek, contoured, snatched.
So is that what you think he meant by Michael Jackson it up?
Yes, not getting light skin like Michael Jackson, literally, but we need you to have the Thriller jacket. Like, that's a staple piece till this day. We need you to have the glove. Like, come with that kind of stuff, not no Wakanda outfit. Now, I'm all for the tribal wear, like, I'm African pride, all of that, but let's just make it look, because this is the thing. You remember when Nicki Minaj came out and she had all those gimmicks? Now she's, like, now not like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, gotta evolve out of that cheesiness.
Like the hair color and everything? And
no,
what
she
do you
just
mean?
Would wear, like, outrageous costumes. Mm-hmm. She would have the pink hair, just be kind of weird, just to stand out and be like, oh, I'm like Lady Gaga, like I'm, you know, this super being, versus like a Mariah Carey who just comes out with a gown on that sparkles, and she don't have to do all that, because, I mean, Cher, Kiss, you know, some people have those gimmicks, like Kiss and all those
Lady
people.
Gaga, all I definitely,
but
see.
I feel like it gets cheesy.
Yeah, especially if you're following in other people's footsteps, but I don't know. Maybe if she steps it up, I want her to do it in her own way, though. Like, maybe bring some of the Jamaican culture to the U.S. Maybe we need to see more of that.
She needs to holler at Rihanna, because Rihanna got it together all the way, sweetie. Island girl right there from Barbados. Holler at Rihanna. She can help you. That's what she needs.
Oh, don't. She's... Riri don't always got it together, though.
Riri's a little special case, but no, she looks good. Regardless of... what she got on, sometimes she does wear questionable things, but she looks good. So we revisit Scrap. It's a lot going on with him as well. I mean, besides the fact that he can't get out at this moment. He got 20. First of all, he said he got 20 years, but he making it exaggerated claim because he didn't really get 20 years. He got 5 years and 15 years probation.
Yeah.
So, I mean... once you're off of out of the prison doors and walls, you're not in there anymore. So why is he counting those extra 15? Like, is he trying to get like clout or like street cred?
He's still in the halfway house, and even that could still be, I heard that's still just as bad, like almost like a prison.
Walk out and go see some people, even though you gotta get checked out by a certain person, you're out, you know.
Yeah, but he you'd was rather almost them not.
Call you five times a day than you have to, you know, sitting in solitary confinement.
True. But he almost wasn't out, so that's probably why he was being dramatic like that, because he's like, I might as well still be in prison.
Oh, my God. Well, he said prison was horrible. He had to eat disgusting food. All he did was work out. I mean, did he look buff to you? Like jailhouse buff?
I don't look like Scrap. I don't know.
You don't like Scrap? You don't like men with criminal records?
I don't like dogs.
It was kind of sexy to me, though. Like, so I don't know. Something about him kind of like, I need me a jail bae.
You enjoy your jail bae. I need me a suit bae. I need me a bae with no criminal records, okay? I don't need none of that.
You're right. I ain't got time for this.
Okay.
And your whole family criminals, too. You know what? I'm not trying to marry you.
It runs in the family.
That's sad. That's a cycle that needs to be broken. And another cycle that needs to be broken. Mama D wearing these outfits to the club. I need her to stop.
Mama D was getting it, though.
I need her to know that she's 55 and looks 65. I mean, her body looks nice. So whatever work she had done, great work, surgeon. However.
Mama D is a little freak, but I will say, when I get... to that age, I think I do want to be as liberated as her. Like, she's just.
So you don't think it's an age where you should stop wearing see-through skirts with lingerie and your nipples showing? You don't think it's an age for that? As long as you look good, you should.
Well, I do believe when your children are watching.
You have children, you have grandchildren. She says she's a GILF. That's another level from a MILF. If you're not familiar, MILF stands for Mom I Like to F. GILF, Grandma I Like to F. Okay. I don't know. She's crazy. What was she talking about on stage? I didn't understand.
She was talking about so that her son wasn't there to celebrate her birthday, and Bam wasn't there to celebrate. But as you know, Bam is about to pop.
But it sounded real like gibberish, though. Like, didn't it sound weird? Like,
that's why everybody was staring at her, because they don't know her situation. She likes to just blurt out her situation without anyone knowing what she's talking about.
I don't know her situation either. I'm sorry. She's just thrown off to me. I don't want her to wear those outfits anymore. You can give them to me, though. Send them my way.
But it seems like she's having beef, though, with Bam Bam's, her mom.
Yeah, we'll see that later. But she always have an issue. Like, Mama D wants to be head, be in charge at all time.
Duh, yeah.
So she's trying to take over. You saw how she went in Scrap's house and decorated and all. Like, how you gonna come in my house and decorate how you want to? You don't live here.
Okay, that's why I would have been just like Bam Bam and called her out. You doing the most. You gotta go.
Right, and that's why they beefing. So Spice is really taking this colorism thing. I won't say thing. Colorism issue that she seems to be having, that mm-hmm. she's experienced, that a lot of people, some haven't, I don't know, but she really broke down talking to her kids on FaceTime mm-hmm. because she's away from them, making a sacrifice to make money to try to change their life and be able to provide for them. I know it's hard, like, to yeah. be away from your kids.
And I'm sure it's hard because kids don't understand.
Yeah, you heard him. He said, why can't you just get a regular job?
Right.
Like, he doesn't care that you want to be a star. He doesn't care about none of that. He don't even want to see you be a star. He just wants you home. So that's okay. Kinda...
You could be a star at home, mama. I don't know. I'll record you. That broke my heart.
I don't know. Do you feel like women have to make those choices? Like, because, okay, you think about, like, the men, like, Scrap. He had never even met his dad. And, mm-hmm. Like, just stuff like that. You can just walk away so easily.
Yeah, that's a hard topic, only because I'm not a mom. But it's kind of just, like, it's hard to look at because it's, like, you're leaving your kid for a dream. When it, not judging, but it should have been do your dream, then have a kid. It's honest truth. But it's unfortunate that you have to leave your kid for it.
But how do we put that on the woman that you can't follow your dream? Could have been a mistake. It could have been a relationship full of love and mm-hmm. it didn't work out. We don't know what happened, but why is the woman the held with the burden?
I don't know, but all I gotta say is figure it out with your kids. See how you could, like, at least visit them or maybe have them come with you or I don't know. And then, I don't know.
Well, another person who needs to figure it out with their kid is Stevie J, obviously, with Ava. You know, now when he brought this whole meeting of him and Faith and telling her he's married and moved to L.A. and all this stuff.
Didn't surprise me.
But when he's talking to Ava, she's like, oh, I got to talk to the one who raised me. Okay. You didn't raise me. Like, call him out. And you know you weren't there. Like, she loves her daddy. And he's pops in and out. And he's been there at some point. But he treated her mom so bad. Like, your daughter sees how you treat your daughter's mother, you know.
I like how you said mother. But no, like, it tells a lot. And that's why he was trying to, like, I think, correct her in front of the cameras. Like, yes, I did. Yes, I did raise you. But
no, she was speaking the truth. No.
Yeah.
She was like, and Mimi high-fived her when she was like, what you say? She was like, oh, I told you. Okay. Right. I told you right.
You raised me. Even Faith had to be quiet, like, oh, snap.
Because she was there in the studio with Stevie and Biggie and all of them. Biggie. Yeah. So this is the thing. I'm just saying, she was in the studio. She knows he wasn't there. And they were living their rock star lifestyle. So it's just like, that's what I mean. So, like, these guys get to leave and do whatever they want to do. And women get looked at like they're horrible for leaving their kids.
I blame it on both parents. I never just blame it on one. And if you have time to do a career, come on. What's more important, your career or your kids? And I do understand, like, you need to have that career to feed, you know, to feed them and stuff, but make time.
Do you feel like Mimi had all the reason in the world to be livid as she was?
Absolutely.
About this meeting.
I would be pissed off if my baby met your girlfriend, wife, whatever she is, before me.
What is the conversation going to be had between you and whoever this new woman is? What y'all got to talk about that's so important?
Well, first off, you're around my child, so I need to know what your intentions are. Are you around for a long term? Are you
but
a short
you
term?
Married,
are
you there for the long haul?
She married, but I need to know everything about you. I don't know you, because they even said that Mimi hasn't even met her.
Now, Mimi been around since Biggie days, too. How she never met Faith? He kept her out of the studio.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. Most rappers do. They don't let their woman inside the studio.
I don't know how long Mimi's been around. She's been around a while, though.
It's so. Stevie. He is a player.
Well, he wasn't dating Faith then, so maybe that's why. It was Biggie's woman at that point, so. I'm surprised she made a cameo, but Faith, think she's going to be on the show a lot?
Oh, now that she's with Stevie, of course. But I like Faith, because she handled everything very maturely.
Yeah. Oh, I remember back in the day hearing stories of how she used to beat up little Kim and stuff. But now she's calm. She's like, Mimi, I got you, girl. Yeah, okay. He's going to take care of her. She put him in check. And that's what a woman's supposed to do when you wifed up to a man with multiple children. Because he got way more kids than this one. And this is another thing. How do kids feel when they see that this other kid gets so much more of you than they possibly get? I mean, I think he loves his other daughter that's around like 18,
19. Oh, yeah,
as well. And his other son that looks like him. But it's another one that is kind of, they kind of had issues.
With Jocelyn?
No. Oh. She had issues with Jocelyn, the daughter, but the son had issues with Stevie and how he was raising him and not being there. So that's what, like, it's multiple scenarios.
Let's just say the stories are all lining up because all the kids are saying, Stevie, you weren't there. You weren't there.
Well, he wasn't there when Mimi got robbed. If you recall, Mimi went out to take out the trash and she was assaulted with a gun shot at her, and Ava was upstairs and it was scary, and she decided not to even tell Stevie, which is strange. I mean, I get it because nothing happened like to them, but that's something that could have possibly scarred Ava, because she seemed really strong talking about it. Like, she was just like, don't get me started. But that's something traumatizing. Like, you can't even go downstairs or in your garage without some. How does somebody get in your garage and steal your car? Because that's very strange.
That's lack of security. But
unless her garage door was up or something. I don't know. That's so strange.
Either way, it's scary that Ava was there.
And that he actually shot the gun and had a gunshot in her car.
Whew, child. But I don't know why Stevie was so mad, because Stevie was in L.A. while all this went down. And the first person you call is 911. Like, Ava's right. You're supposed to call 911. Why am I going to call you when you're all the way in L.A. and you're not going to be here to come get me?
Yeah. It's a mess. Well, let's get into, because we have so much to get into. Oh, my goodness. Scrap is free. Spice is changing her look. I mean, she even goes to the dermatologist now. This situation here. It's kind of strange to me, because it's almost like, oh, I want to prove this point. I want to show you guys that I can make it if I'm light-skinned. However, to me, it seems like she just really wants to be light-skinned, and she is using this as a way to be like, well, people are down-talking me, but you really want to change your skin, because obviously you would not be going to a doctor talking about change my skin, and then when the doctor tells you, I need to get more inside your head, you get offended and walk up out of there.
See, that surprised me, because I heard about the Spice thing before it even aired. So I thought it was just a stunt, but to see her actually going to the doctor, I was just like...
That's why I said, you really want to do this.
Oh, you really want to be light skin, girl. What is wrong with you? And now I can see why the doctor's probably looking at her skin like, you got a problem with mine? Because my skin is the same complexion as yours, honey.
And that's the thing. So it's like, being teased about something so much in life, does that make you want to change it? Because I was teased about stuff, I guess. I mean, when I was younger. And I guess that has a psychological... It does have a psychological effect on you. You're like, okay, if I just was light-skinned, I could blow up and my kids would be with me and I can make all this money and I'll take care of my family. Like,
it's a huge topic going around. And a lot of people don't think that it's a thing. Some people do think that it's a real thing, which is
colorism. Oh, it's real. It's real. Like,
there
it's
is
real,
such thing as but, light-skin privilege.
But the whole... When we get into part two, when they actually come to the shoot and they're like, who is this? I thought it was Faith Evans at first. And it was Spice. And they were like, I thought I was coming to see Spice. And they were all surprised. And then Mimi got in her face. Like, she really took offense to it. And I feel like a lot of her fans or people out there would take offense to it. But I didn't look at it and get angry. I was just kind of, like, confused. And I was, like, felt sad for her.
She started poking a little bit at Mimi when she talked about plastic boobs. And then she said, you've never been black. I know she didn't mean to say it, but that's when it really got like, well, she's like, you've never been black.
She meant to say dark skinned. Yeah. But in the midst of the heat of the moment, she said black. And she was really just saying, because we are black. Yeah. We just different colors.
But I think even though she said that, I think Mimi was just like, why are you taking... And this happens all the time with light-skinned and dark-skinned battles. But where it's like, I'm black just like you're black.
That they get preferential treatment. They know. I feel like they know. Because every video, remember, movie role, they're the lead. The pretty girl is the light-skinned girl. Like, that's been how it's been casted. And, you know, thank God for Issa Rae and all those people. Because she just got the cover of Essence. That's just a little tea. It ain't had nothing to do with this. But... yeah, part two of this episode. What was your overall thought of the second half of this show?
I would have to say with Scrap and his mom, that was what I was getting into. Like, what is your mama hiding?
Girl, a lot. You see, she didn't been in jail. The whole family didn't been in jail. She didn't influence her children negatively to be criminals when the goal is to... For most parents, it's to make enough money. However, they got to do it, whether it's criminally, illegally, you know, which is, I'm not saying it's right, but they're going to do what they got to do to take care of their child. But they're not going to involve their child and now ruin their life. That's what I don't get.
I mean, yeah, but why so? I guess there's a certain age where you do have to start opening up because, like we said earlier, kids are smart. Mm-hmm. Kids are...
Scrap don't know nothing. He don't know nothing.
Well, we don't know how he was as a kid, though.
He don't know. He said his daddy was dead, mm-hmm. and she let it go. Like, she didn't even try. Like, if somebody tell you your baby daddy dead, mm-hmm. are you going to try to find his brother, his sister, somebody? However you found him this time, you're not going to reach out to me like, oh... Well, yeah. You know, Scrap is his son. You know, I want him to know that side of the family. Like, you cut off all ties because y'all had some kind of falling out. And the daddy can't talk because he didn't had a stroke. And
the daddy pissed me off.
But I think, you know, it's like, okay. He it's like this. You off. Know how you were being in a nail shop and the Korean lady or Asian lady is talking to you like she don't know no English, but she know English. That's what he's doing. He knows what he talking about. He just don't want to. This is a hard topic he doesn't want to get into.
My part was when he was starting to talk really slow, like acting like he had like a speaking problem. And then as soon as Scrap called him out, he started talking. Well, yeah, you know, I talk her on the phone more. Like, he started talking regular. I was just like,
you full of it, bro.
Okay. And then the story was flipping and...
Yeah, some criminal activities happened between him. She might have stole some money. He might have stole some money from her. They both ended up in jail, and they ain't want nothing to do with each other. She thought she sent a hit out on. She thought he was dead. Like, I don't know what she did. It's a lot. You know, Karen is known in these streets to be like a queen pin. Like, she kind of scary. Like, she might shoot you for real.
I just want to know who in the streets was saying he was dead. I'm just saying. The streets was talking. Everybody want to blame it on the streets. Who was talking?
He said he didn't look either. So, I mean, it was on both sides. He didn't look. She didn't go, you know, investigate. So, I don't know.
Scrap, God bless your family because it sounds like a whole mess. You don't know who your sister is. Oh, Lord Jesus.
And then they were like flirting with the sister halfway. Like, are you sure you my sister? Are you sure? So glad you didn't meet her before now, because I'm sure you would have took her down, because he down for that.
But the age, though. Mm-hmm. You're 30, I'm 30.
The ghetto twins. Well, I want to just tell you guys my overall thought of part two. Carly Rae, I'm tired of you and all your boyfriends. Every season you got a new man, girl. And they just keep going down, further down the totem pole. Life, jock. And then this guy.
Well, she's really happy.
She's happy every season with her man. No, until they cheat on her.
Here's the difference that I saw. Normally when she gets a man, it's to make Jock jealous. This time, her and Jock are in like a good place and she's happy with a man. I feel like she's genuinely happy.
I don't think it was just with Jock. I think she just need a man to be happy. Like, if you can't rest your vajayjay for a year, something's wrong. She needs a psychological evaluation as well. Because you got to learn how to love yourself and be alone and really see if this person is for you. Because I think in a little teaser, they broke up. Like, again, because remember, you don't remember seeing it? I was like, dang, she broke up again?
But did they really break up? I'm going to pray that they didn't.
That will have to be in predictions, you guys. We'll get into that later. But, yeah, she seems happy. He's cooking her breakfast, but he was so gross. He was like, yeah, you sweat for me, so I'm going to sweat in the kitchen for you. I'm like, ugh. You sound like Mama D in earnest. I'm like, ugh. Because she is. How old is Carly? She's 52. Because, I mean, wait a minute.
Yeah, I think she. No, she.
Wait, no. Mama D says she's 55, so I don't believe that. She got to be like 65, and she's like lying about her age. And then Carly's got to be like 50, 55.
I would say early 50s.
Oh my God.
I'm going to give you hope, Carly. I'm going to give you hope.
Well, one thing we have to get into about part two is we get introduced to a new cast member who has some ties to Carly. Now, this lady, Miss Pooh, who's married to some music executive in ATL, and she has an open relationship, and she swings, and she's, you know, licking and doing this and that and having parties at her house. She's not invited by Carly. Carly's not trying to be with her friend anymore.
Well, Carly wasn't invited to that sleepover, so there.
There you're even. Hello. But she goes to confront Carly at the store once the girls tell her, you know, yeah, I'm going to the party, or you should talk to Carly. So she goes to talk to Carly, and it goes down in the store, and it seems like the happiness that Carly has, and she's trying to show this, like, I'm so ready to be wifed mentality after she's been in these streets. She don't want to be associated with these thoughts that's still getting drunk in the club and not being classy, as she says. So, is she hiding something? Because this lady says she's done some things with her and her man that's open. She opens
the crevices. I'm trying to think if I believe her, and I kind of do?
I believe her, because Carly is an ultimate freak. I mean, come on. And then now you're trying to cut her off. The reason you're cutting her off, it don't make sense.
I think she's just mad because it got public, like it was public.
She didn't want her to be a cast member? You think that's what it was?
No, I don't think that's the problem. I think the fact that Carly, I think it really did happen. I think Carly did mess around with Pooh and her man. And I think she's mad because it was made public. And like what Pooh was saying, she's engaged. And it's going to happy ever after, not so happy. And that's probably what you were saying. Boom, we already doing predictions over
Hello.
Here.
Hello. Yes, that's exactly.
Probably why the breakup happened.
Probably why. So Carly and Sierra, they talk at the salon. Isn't it nice to have a friend like that that has a salon you can just go get your hair did whenever you need to?
Listen, for anyone that does hair, look me up, you know, let's hook up. Come on now. I would love a friend in the middle of the night to do my hair.
All right. Well, you know what? It's my favorite part of the show right now. Yours too. It's time for Guess That Bar. If you're not familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone, and Lanisha has to guess the artist and the song. You got this, girl.
You better throw some hits.
I got you. I got an easy one for you. Let me see. Let me look on my papers, because I got to make sure she can't see what I got.
Yes. Well, while she's looking at that, you guys, we just want to thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Please make sure to help us grow, to just give us a follow, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have plenty of other channels, reality TV, sci-fi, you name it, we got it. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and leave comments. We love seeing all of your guys' comments about what happened in the show. And you never know, we might give you a shout out.
Yes, we will. We will shout you out. All right, now, you ready?
No.
All right. I think you got this. ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million sales, call it a level up. You don't have to believe in it and double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. They didn't know me 91, bet they know me now.
Why does that sound so familiar? Okay. No, when you said live and blimp, I was like, wait.
And
Migos, wait, no.
Mo' money, mo' problems. by Notorious B.I.G. And it was produced by Stevie J. He had hits back in the day. Stevie had hits, though. All right. We just chilling, milking them, top billing, silk and pure linen, Malibu sea breeze, Dom peas, palm trees, cat's name Pablo in Diablos, the williest.
Oh, I thought you had more.
No, I do, but I'm not gonna give you one. That's all you get.
Read the first line again.
Doo-doo. We chillin', milking them, top billing them.
We. Is it a group?
It is a group.
Is it Migos?
No. Girl, no. This is 112.
Oh.
And this was also produced by Stevie J. You only know you. What? 112. Now, that was something you should have known. You should have known that.
Nah.
Boo. They gave you a boo. Okay. Now I know you're going to know this one.
Nah.
Now that we have come to be a brand new light, I can't see. Never thought you'd be a special part of me. No, baby. The reasons are because of you. I can go on and make it through. I can't even take my mind off loving you. And I want to say.
Right. Is this rap or pop?
Nah, this Faith Evans, Love Like This. I never knew.
There was a
now you know the lyrics. Now how you know the lyrics now, y'all?
Why did you not do that part?
Because that's the easy part. Duh. You guys.
Okay.
I have some top trending tweets right now. It's been the talk of the town that ATL is back and they are doing the most. So let's get right into these tweets because, girl, the streets is talking. They said, from Brit Loves Quincy, hold up, when were Faith and Stevie ever BFFs? Now, when was this? Because we didn't hear about Faith and him being BFFs. Do you know?
Well, like they said, they were all in that group. So, you never know.
I don't know. All right, number two. Tweet number two. Karen knew that man wasn't dead. She was angry because he cheated on her. So, she told Scrap he was dead. Because he was dead to her. That was wrong to do that to her child. She made it personal. And that's from at Miss Southern Before You. And let's get into the last tweet before we get up out of here. Morgan B. Cash says, Black queens, don't wait for someone to tell you you are gorgeous. Yes. No matter what skin tone, how many freckles, how long or short your hair is, what side of the tracks you came from, you are gorgeous. And I want all the ladies to know that you don't have to change a thing, okay?
Nothing.
We don't have to change nothing. So let's get into this breaking news. Ooh. Girl, Anisha, what you got for us? Spill the tea, girl.
Girl. Do I got the tea for you?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know Mimi's girlfriend, Ty. Mm-hmm. Ty Young. So, she actually calls out Stevie. So, she did a post with Ava.
Uh-huh.
And it was a beautiful post. And she was excited because Ava said, hey, mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice post. And then Stevie had the nerve to comment on there.
Mm.
Talking about, like...
the same stuff he does to Jocelyn?
Same thing. Like, what... And so she called him out saying, you can continue to be an Instagram daddy and only spend time with Ava when you have to film.
Ooh. Shots fired.
It brings us back to when Ava was calling him out.
Okay. But you know, sometimes kids can get brainwashed by the mama and go by what the mama say. But we've seen it on TV, so we know how it goes.
Girl, but that's not even it. Jocelyn, y'all remember her. So she actually jumps on this saying, and not to mention, he has not seen Bonnie Bella for 1 year. Faith Evan pays her child support, and he did not even buy anything or call Bonnie Bella for her B-Day. But maybe one day he will change. I'm keeping my hopes up. Every kid needs their parents. But I'm like this. Thanks for the nuts.
Well, you guys, that's a little touchy right there. A year you haven't seen Bonnie. But I thought Jocelyn was keeping him from Bonnie.
No, remember, I know they were going back and forth on that on the show, but overall, they resolved it. And she was letting him see, because that's his kid.
All right, you guys, that's a tough one right there. We're going to get into these predictions. What's going to happen next episode? Episode two. What's going down, Lanisha, girl?
A whole bunch of drama. So, I think even Tokyo is going to say something to Spice about her new look. Mm. I think I'm ready to see that go down.
Well, we already know Scrap has been seeing Monice. I know we're going to get a guest appearance from her. I wonder the heat she's going to get from these baby mamas and all these girls that Scrap is dating. Also, Tia and Scrap, they kind of reconnecting. But, you know, they're just baby mama co-parenting and all that. So, we'll see what happens. But we're going to see how Monice takes the heat when she gets in ATL. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us, tuning in. It's another one in the, you know, in the gate. We done.
Yes.
We done, you guys. It's your host, Miss Conversation Peace. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Conversation Peace, M-I-S-S Conversation Peace, that is, or tweet me at Miss Convo Peace. Check me out on the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel and this one here.
Yes. What's up, you guys? I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. And you guys can check us both out on Love & Hip Hop Miami on Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Check us out and make sure you like, comment, subscribe, 5-star ratings. Hold it down for us. Beef out. We good. We out. Beef.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.